we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
We are back here at the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl. This is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cromwell, and we are joined by former NFL tight end Clay Harbor, who played for the Eagles, the Jaguars, the Lions, and the Saints, and what other team?
Patriots,
yes. And Clay works for a number of media ventures right now, including the 33rd team, which is a great football resource. And Clay, over the last several days of practices here, which players have caught your eyes the most?
I would have to say Tyler Guyton would be the number one guy, the offensive lineman. He's big, 6'7", 330 pounds, and we all knew that, but the guy can move. He's got 34-inch arms. He's physical. He's a competitor. He's got a tight end background, so he's super athletic, and I think as an offensive tackle, he's played himself up into the first round, in my opinion. Really like what I've seen from Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, and are there any players here that have actually hurt their stocks through this week of practices?
Yes. There's a number of guys I feel like that may have hurt their stocks. I think that some of the quarterbacks in the national team have not played well. Our American team, I'm sorry. I like Knicks. I like Penix. But the other side of the quarterback roster there hasn't played great.
Yes, and you talk about the Chicago Bears a lot. They obviously have the first pick in the NFL draft yet again. And if you are Ryan Poles, do you take Caleb Williams, or do you keep Justin Fields and trade away that number one pick?
Well, if you fall in love with Caleb Williams and you think he's a franchise guy and a guy that's a game changer, you take him. But you got to realize that with that number one pick, you are not only passing up on Justin Fields, which it's not a one-to-one comparison. You are passing up on a number of different prospects, including maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. and a plethora of other draft picks, including maybe another player like DJ Moore, like you got last year. So you got to take it all into account, and you realize that it's not one-to-one. You got a number of different players you could get, plus Justin Fields versus Caleb Williams, and whatever you get for a trade with Justin Fields.
Yes, and as a former Jaguar, what was your feelings as to what went wrong this past season for the Jaguars, and what should they do better to accommodate Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, they got a lot of injuries. The offensive line wasn't great for them this year. I think O-line is going to be a big thing for Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke this offseason. I think they got to do a better job at that. I think they need to bring in a new receiver. I don't think they keep Calvin Ridley. I think maybe T. Higgins would make a lot of sense with them. Josh Allen, their edge rusher, is a free agent. I think you need to get him signed and also bring in another edge rusher.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a recipe for future success for the Jaguars. And also, you can catch Clay on the Inside the Birds podcast, must listen to for Eagles fans. What are your thoughts on the Eagles' hires of Kellen Moore at offensive coordinator and Vic Fangio at D.C.?
I love them. I love the hires. I think last year, unfortunately, after losing Jonathan Gannon, that was tough. And having Sean Desai come in there, and then obviously you have the Matt Patricia debacle, which wasn't good. And then Johnson didn't have a great job at offensive coordinator. And I think that you needed someone to really solidify that. When Gannon left as DC, Vic Fangio wanted to be the defensive coordinator, but he didn't realize that that Gannon was going to go. So he already signed with the Dolphins. So it's good to get Fangio back, have a solid defensive coordinator, a guy that you can keep in there, and then also another offensive guy that knows his stuff.
Yeah. And last but not least, very few teams this past season caught my eye more than the Houston Texans. They hit a grand slam with head coach DeMeco Ryans. They hit another grand slam at quarterback with C.J. Stroud, who is borderline top five already. And obviously the Will Anderson Jr. pick was great as well. And they are sitting at approximately $74 million in salary cap space. Can you think of a team to be more bullish on than the Texans going forward?
No, and unfortunately, as a Jaguars fan and former Jaguars, I think the Texans are going to run away with this division. C.J. Stroud has shown he's one of the top quarterbacks in this league. DeMeco Ryans has done a great job. I think he had a great draft, and obviously people maybe critiqued him a little bit for trading and going after Will Anderson, but Will Anderson paid dividends too. So I really like where the Texans are heading. It seems like, I mean, the sky's the limit. Unfortunately, I think they're going to own the AFC South and the Jaguars for years to come.
Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end. You can catch him everywhere. Thank you very much, Clay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.